Going to be mainly sunny today, but cooler, a high only around the mid-60s. Full forecast details on the way. A motorcyclist transported to Frederick Hospital by Waterford Rescue Sunday afternoon, early just after 1 o'clock or so. It happened an accident near an asphalt plant on Highway 20. Initial reports indicate the operator was trying to avoid something in the roadway and lost control of the bike. Was not wearing a helmet at the time. Among other things, a lot of road rash in that accident. In Sturtevant, a couple of accidents on Durand Avenue occurred about the same time Sunday afternoon, 1:30, in front, first of all, of the Farm and Fleet store, and also on 90th Street at that intersection, the latter causing the downing of a traffic signal on the northeast corner, but no major injuries were reported. In the city of Racine, police had a three-vehicle accident at 12th and Racine Streets. One of the vehicles ended up on its side. There were three injuries, including a child, but nothing life-threatening. Late Sunday morning, Western Racine and Kenosha County fire agencies were alerted to a Walworth County Town of Lynn mutual aid request. SUVs and personnel were being sought. That referenced a ground search for a missing child. But moments after that alert went out, one of the local search teams came in contact with the boy, who turned out to be okay. Not okay, the pilot of a small helicopter seriously hurt Sunday afternoon about 4:30. That machine crashed at the north end of Kenosha Regional Airport. Tim Thompson and his son Lauren had just landed their single-engine plane. They witnessed what had occurred. The Thompson said the helicopter wasn't more than a dozen feet or so off the ground when it hit the concrete hard.
I don't know if he was taking off or landing. All we did was see the thing come apart and then gyrate wildly, and then it landed very hard on its side.
That helicopter pilot, described as an older man, had to be extricated from the wreckage. He was taken from the scene in Flight for Life up to Frederick Hospital. The FAA now investigating what happened. One of Kenosha streetcars got involved in a mishap over the weekend near the transit center. It was approaching a switch near the storage barn, but only the driver was on board and was not hurt. No comment from Kenosha transit officials. It appeared, though, one of the streetcar's wheels went one way, while another set of wheels went in another direction. Now, the vehicle stayed upright and on the tracks, but it did come to rest against a utility pole, which knocked it off kilter. A small utility truck was used to push the streetcar's front set of wheels back onto the main track, and then the streetcar was hauled back to the barn. Racine's Common Council voted for competitive bids when it came to sidewalk maintenance after 1 year of going with Milwaukee's Safe Step. And that led to the Public Works Committee talking recently about the recommendation to use Kimley Horn for related engineering services. The cost, $55,500. That would come out, though, of the $400,000 earmarked for the sidewalk program. That was a problem for Alderman Sandy Widener, concerned about taking money away from the work itself and diverting it to engineering work that she believes could be done in-house.
I could be wrong, but I think there is a way that it could be done in-house, and we could get more bang for our $400,000 if we don't spend $56,000 of it on engineering services.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen rejected months ago in recommending to continue with Safe Step, said there's currently no in-house engineering capability. He also pointed out federal rules on sidewalks will be changing the whole dynamic.
Everything that remains as it is, if indeed we are fully staffed next year, we could execute the program in-house. But federal guidelines, the federal regulations have already gone through the comment period. They are going to be put in place by the Federal Highway Administration. In anticipation of that, I believe we will need an engineering firm to manage the program.
The committee, including Alderman Widener, did vote to support hiring the outside engineering firm for the sidewalk maintenance program. And anybody who is interested in learning basic computer keyboarding skills, creating documents, or discovering how to use the internet for social media, email, or any other uses can attend classes being offered by Gateway Technical College. The Internet and Computer Core Certification course is going to be held from 9 a.m. until noon, June the 17th, June the 24th, July the 8th, and July the 15th in the Lakeside COP House on Mead Street in Mount Pleasant. The class, again, is free, but anybody interested must register before June the 12th. Call 262-664-7946. 12th District Racine Alderman Henry Perez has more than once mentioned recent concerns about a higher budget impact on taxpayers. And with a pending special election sometime in the next few months, it might explain his request for a committee of the whole discussion about making the position of mayor part-time. Along with that would be an adjustment of wages and benefits for having a part-time mayor but with a full-time administrator. It is not the first time such an issue has been raised, though past discussion has never gained any traction. Once, of course, Racine Mayor John Dickert resigns this summer to go lead the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, then Council President Dennis Weiser would be taking over until the outcome of the special election. That cannot be scheduled, though, until the effective date of Dickert's resignation is known. The Racine Common Council tomorrow night going to be considering a 5-year contract extension for recycling with John's Disposal Service. At the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eek explained cost and proximity to the city were reasons behind John's Disposal being chosen in the first place 5 years ago. The new contract, he said, would make some consumer price index-related adjustments.
Per ton that they charged initially was $45 per ton. The other two vendors we looked at had a fee of $60 per ton on it. Plus, theirs went up by the CPI each year in the initial 5-year plan. John's Disposal didn't have any increase in it. It stayed at $45 per ton through the end of the contract. They offered it again for the next 2 years, but then in 2020, it would go up by the CPI.
Dan Youngichis, whose grandfather began John's pickup service back in 1969, said their $45 per ton processing fee pays the bills and it covers the labor of going through the materials.
So we get that fee, but then after that we do rebate the city based on the value of the material. And what you were alluding to earlier, if the cost of us to process the material exceeds the value, we do not charge the city for that. And we had a few rocky months where markets were really low to begin this year.
The committee was also told that glass is kind of a negative cost right now, but still better to process through John's Disposal rather than a direct landfill at a higher cost. Now, Tuesday night, the council will be referring to the Public Works Committee a request by its chairman, Terry McCarthy. He wants a DPW status report on the garbage cart collection program. Kenosha City Council set to meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Municipal Building. Among the items on a rather lengthy agenda, proposed changes to the city's sex offender residency restriction ordinance, a zoning ordinance change to allow tattoo establishments in most city business districts. There's a resolution from Mayor John Antaramian that would create a social media review commission, and appointments of a new assessor and director of transportation. Kenosha's one-time development department leader, Bray Forgiani, was in office when the former site of the American Brass Company in the Uptown area was redeveloped, and one key component to that was the Pick and Save grocery store. Kroger now owns Pick and Save and announced recently it is going to close that store at the Brass site because it is underperforming. Forgiani says that will be leaving thousands of Central and East Side residents to again become part of what is known as a food desert.
It's really going to create a larger desert and a much larger desert inside the center of the city. Although parts of the central city are covered by other groceries, it's going to leave a pretty good sized hole, and I don't believe there's going to be an easy solution to it.
He says replacing the Pick and Save with another grocery store could be difficult, if not impossible, since Kroger holds a long-term lease on the building and could block another grocer from moving in. And former Wisconsin DNR Secretary George Meyer is scheduled to be in Kenosha tonight to present an award to Senator Bob Wirch. Meyer has often criticized Governor Walker's environmental policies as the current executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Association. That group recently named Senator Wirch its Conservation Legislator of the Year. Today through Wednesday in southeast Wisconsin and all across the rest of the state, commercial trucks and other hauling vehicles are going to be under the scrutiny of the State Patrol. It's the annual Road Check Initiative, which is taking place, in fact, all over the country. Lieutenant Carl Mittelstadt says they're going to be looking not only at the vehicles, but also at drivers.
We also make sure the driver is properly licensed to make certain they have the correct commercial driver's license and or endorsement. We also make sure the driver is following the hours of service rules and check that they're taking required rest breaks as required by law.
Says all drivers need to be sure that the loads they're hauling are secure because too many incidents happen for simple lack of attention to details. Racine Unified School Board has a special meeting at 6:15 tonight. We'll take action to establish the start and end times for Knapp Elementary School next term. Tuesday night, the Racine Council considers a traffic commission recommendation. It would create four-way stop sign control by Knapp School at the 17th Street and Quincy Avenue intersections. It would remove parking restrictions on both sides of 17th Street between Thurston and Grange Avenues. Plus, it would add parking restrictions to the east side of Quincy Avenue, south of 17th Street. Well, the city of Racine cannot legally help homeowners directly replace lead water pipes to their homes. It can offer, however, financial reimbursements to qualified plumbers who are hired by homeowners to do the work under a state-funded program. But there's been no rush by the public to take advantage of what City Hall says is free money. During the Waterworks Commission meeting, Water Utility Chief Engineer Chad Regalia said just a few dozen homeowners have used this program to date, and nothing so far from the high-profile 16th Street project area.
We've done about 50 leads so far,
okay.
About half due to water main projects and the other half due to emergency leakage or poor condition laterals. So we're at 50 with another 20 or so. No calls yet from 16th.
Mayor John Dickard, noting the presence of WRJN News, asked us to get the word out using the word free more than once.
Please contact the water department for a free lead replacement line. Free, because it's free.
Yeah.
Please contact us.
Utility General Manager Keith Haas said that we're trying our best with outreach to the public, but not getting good replies. You can Google Racine Water Utility, look for private lead service replacement program. Contact the water utility at 636-9181. A group of Assembly Democrats going to be convening a town hall meeting on health care issues at Local 72 headquarters in Kenosha this evening. Members of the Women's Health Work Group are also expected to be there. Kenosha Representative Todd Onstad says the gathering is scheduled to go for about 2 hours, beginning at 5 p.m. The Democratic Party of Racine County has its monthly meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at Reef Point Brewhouse Restaurant at the Reef Point Marina. The state party convention and the 2018 elections will be discussed. That meeting is open to the public. The annual torch run for Wisconsin Special Olympics will kick off today. The opening ceremony for the Summer Games coming up Thursday in Stevens Point.
Local law enforcement officials will run and bike throughout southeast Wisconsin to raise awareness and money for the Special Olympics. In Kenosha, the run will begin at the Law Enforcement Memorial at the lakefront and end at the Summers Fire Station, a distance of about 5.5 miles. The torch run will begin at 5:30. The Racine event is tomorrow and will begin at the City Public Safety Building and continue about 6 miles to the Mount Pleasant Police Department. That run will begin at 4:30. And on Wednesday in Burlington, the run will begin at the Falcon Ridge Quick Trip and will end 2.8 miles later at the South Pine Street Quick Trip and will begin at 6 o'clock. Hundreds of law enforcement officers will be participating in similar runs across the state. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the Milwaukee Bucks' new D-League team, for which, of course, Racine was one of three contending cities until Oshkosh got it, will get its official nickname this coming Friday. All kinds of suggestions, including a return to Oshkosh Flyers from years gone by. Flyers competed in the CBA for 5 years up until 87, making the playoffs twice, proving to be a successful minor league franchise. A number of players and coaches made it to the NBA every season. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.